Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
So those are your top 10. At number 11, you've got Aaron Rodgers. At number 12, you got Tua Tagovailoa. Number 13, you've got Jared Goff. We haven't said some guy that's making $100 million yet.
Well, 14, but that's where Kirk is.
Number
Kirk, if you look at quarterback, don't look at any stats, because stats, he's going to be in top five. Top five, six, as far as yards,
okay,
all that. But you're talking about just overall quarterback play, that's where he is.
If I think, let's presume he's healthy, plays the whole year, all of that stuff. If at the end of the year I tell you that Kirk Cousins is the 14th best quarterback in the NFL, I think that's a massive, major disappointment for this team.
If what?
If at the end of the year we redid these rankings and he's still 14, that's a massive, major disappointment for this team.
Damn this Cody dude. Damn him and his list.
Damn him and his list season.
Yeah, thanks, Bo. Was waiting on that. But, yeah, I mean, Kirk Cousins. And this is the thing about it. You might be just talking about quarterback. If you want to talk about play on the field and put numbers on the field, Kirk Cousins will not be 14. He will be where he's always been. When you look at the numbers that Kirk puts up, he'll be somewhere between 6 and 9, somewhere in that area right there. That's all the guy. The Falcons need 14, and they would have won the division last year. They would have had 14.
Last year, sure.
Yeah.
But you also weren't paying $100 million for 14
last
year.
I mean, if that's all you're going to base every argument off, is they're making $100 million damn dollars. Okay, fine. But you look at his style of play in this system that he knows, they should be fine.
I want to run down the rest of the list because there's some weirdness going on at the back half as well. Trevor Lawrence is 15, Matthew Stafford 16. Deshaun Watson, Geno Smith, Russell Wilson, Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, Will Levis, Caleb Williams, Anthony Richardson, J.J. McCarthy above Derek Carr, Jacoby Brissett, who apparently is winning the job in New England over Drake May, Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix. And then the last two, Bryce Young and then Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
Is Daniel Jones really that bad, or is he just not worth $40 million?
I don't know. But how is Daniel Jones, how is Jacoby Brissett, Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, J.J. McCarthy, Caleb Williams, Will Levis? They ain't done nothing. Nothing. I mean,
I don't think Daniel Jones is that bad.
I don't either.
He's not good.
I think he's not a future franchise quarterback. I think he's an average quarterback. I think he's an average quarterback that got to a point where, we talked about the draft and how the Raiders was like, damn, they missed out on the quarterback. I think that was the same thing with the Giants when they paid him, because it was like, okay, we got to hurry to get this one done so we don't have to franchise tag him at whatever number it was.
Because they got him on an upswing.
Exactly.
And then the upswing stopped. It's
going to go down, but they wanted to sign him to a long term so they can franchise Saquon. That's going to happen. That's what they rushed, and it got done at the last minute and everything. But yeah,
I'll be honest. There's no way Daniel Jones is the worst quarterback in the NFL this year.
I don't think he is.
If he's healthy, which is his own question, there's just no way he's worse. Now Bryce Young, I don't know what's going on with him, but you could even Bryce Young, you can't tell me Bryce Young is worse than Bo Nix and Jacoby Brissett.
Okay, all right, Abe. My man, I got Val. Val just hit me, said, Randy, think to mention that he's from Trinidad and Tobago. Wonderful country.
Always TNT,
have a ball every time I go down
there. Warriors.
Let's have a great time while I'm down there. He said, he wanted to ask you a question.
Uh-oh.
He said, Abe, he speaks very loud and aggressive, and it reminds me of my family and my Haitian and Nigerian friend. So ask Abe, does he have any West Indian or African blood? Abe, do you have any West Indian?
I'm not going to rule it out, I guess. I think it's more Eastern European going way back. But,
okay.
Let me also end this conversation, because you had a mention of it a little bit earlier, put an immediate stop to it, and I tend to agree with you. But we are here at Falcons Rookie Minicamp. It is the first day that the new number 9, and by the way, if you missed the news yesterday, Michael Penix is going to be wearing jersey number 9, takes the field.
Yep.
And so
just saw Joe Patrick. I got our very own Joe Patrick.
He finally made it. Congrats to him.
Put out some videos of him out there spinning the football.
There is unequivocally in your mind 100%, not just not today, not just not during the preseason, but at any point in the season, if Kirk Cousins is healthy, there is no quarterback controversy.
No, there is not a quarterback controversy. No.
Worst case scenario. Forget health. Again, we're not going to put that out there. Is there even like a level of poor performance for Cousins that could even start that discussion in season?
Obviously, if he doesn't play well, but I don't anticipate him
realistic,
not playing well.
A realistic poor performance.
I don't anticipate him playing bad. I mean, he is who he is. He's been the same his whole career. He's just been even. He's been even. I mean, go look at his numbers. They all reflect it. He's been an even quarterback. He ain't no superstar, and he ain't no bum. He's right there when you're trying to, hey, we don't want to lose the game now. Has he lost games and done some bonehead? Every quarterback does that. But I'm talking about just the even Stevenness of a quarterback. That's Kirk Cousins.
I know some people want to project that what if Penix plays well in the preseason?
So?
What if he's making dimes, training camp, or whatever, when fans are out there and see it.
So?
I'm with you, man. I don't get it. I really don't. Just no discernible way you can make an argument. And again, it does come down to money to me.
Now, if Kirk Cousins' performance is bad, yeah, we'll have that conversation. I'm just going by what the dude is. I know he's coming off of an Achilles and all that stuff, so I get that. But I'm just talking about if Kirk Cousins plays quarterback, the way Kirk Cousins played quarterback, going back to this, let's just not even add to Washington.
All right.
His days in Minnesota, if Kirk Cousins plays like that,
yeah,
Kirk Cousins was going to be the starting quarterback.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.